I'm Molly, and I want to be your sex object. I'm being really serious about this. I have this reoccurring fantasy about you. I can't seem to shake it. It's driving me absolutely bonkers. It's you buy this abandoned house in the middle of the country. That's so far out that there's no neighbors anywhere nearby. And then you lure me there with the promise of romance. That you're gonna have a candlelit dinner waiting for me at this romantic little cottage in the woods. But it's more like something from the set of Evil Dead. Just a quaint but somewhat menacing little cabin. I imagine that you would lock me in a closet. You would take away any comforts from me for days. Leave me in darkness and hunger. Leave me to piss on myself. Leave me to suffer. So by the time you open that door, I'm so thankful for the light and the food and the water. I'm thankful for you to pat me on the head and tell me that it's all gonna be okay. And that there's no reason to be afraid. And then I want you to hand me my childhood stuffed animal that you had carefully stolen from my house to bring back to me. And you lay it in my arms before shoving me back into my little closet, only to starve me even longer. In the middle of my torment, screaming and crying, you open the closet, rip my doll away, to leave me without my only bit of comfort. You go on like this for months, not feeding me for days, before taking me out of the closet and washing me up and putting me in fresh clothes and treating me sweetly. Before telling me that it's not done yet. That there's still much for me to learn in the closet. Oh my god. I just want it so bad. I want tortured until my mind changes. Until I belong to the person torturing me in a way that I could never do without the brainwashing. I love the idea of being mind controlled by you. I don't know what it is about it. I love the idea of you saying fucked up things in my head. Like you're gonna go rape other people if I don't submit to your whims. And that by letting you rape me and torture me, I'm saving the lives of other women. I love that. I love the idea of you getting in my head, making me believe that you love me, and that you're just trying to save me from myself. I want you to say things like you know for a fact that I fucked my Reddit listeners. And that you've been having me followed by a PI. And that you know that I'm putting myself in danger every time I go to the house of one of my listeners. And I want you to try to save me. I want you to save me from the one time. One time they say, no, you're not leaving. Oh my god. I want you to own me. I want to be your property. I want you to take over my mind. I want you to do it whether I want it or not. I want to be scared and crying and terrified that you're going to kill me. Autonomy to you and just be used in property, please, please. I want to be property. I want to be property. I want to be used. I want to be fucked, please. Please fuck me, please fuck me, please. Oh my god. Oh my god, fuck me. Rape me, hurt me, choke me, punch me. I want you to go hard, go fast, go mean. Break my spirit, please break my fucking will. Full fucking MK Ultra on my brain. So much you'll have to get me a fucking butterfly tattoo at the end of it. Just get into my fucking brain and just dominate me, take me, use me, put everything that you want in my brain and take everything that you want out. I need it. Just kidnap me, please. Please. Oh. I'll live through the torture. I just want it. I don't know why. I don't know why I want it so bad. I just do. I need it. Oh my god. Oh my god. I need him to say the most fucked up shit to me. Convince me that I'm less than human. That I'm just a human fleshlight that they can love and kiss on so that I don't feel lonely. God, I'm gonna fucking come. That about knocked me out. I'm about ready to go to bed. Oh, good night, everybody. This is Molly signing off.